Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. Getting to create the life you want, getting to live the best life. And oftentimes, we go over ideas that are not fully established and are not fully ventilated. This podcast doesn't work well for surface thinkers. This podcast works well for people who think through life based on the reference points that they have been able to avail themselves because of the work that they have done or their observation and realistic look and acceptance of what is happening around them. So we try to explore these ideas and these concepts so people can better understand how things work and how they can use the principles of success and progress and achievement to bring these things or the things that they want into their lives. Today I'm going to go on two principles, two fundamental pillars that is not fully ventilated enough so people can understand. Because what we see happening out here all the time, most times, is the concepts that are a matter of principles are being watered down by marketers and business people and the chase for money. And nothing is wrong with that chase for money, but it must have integrity in it. And I am in business. I do a lot of business. I have a lot of business people sending me emails every day. And you can see the fly-by-night dollar chasers separate and apart from the people who have established themselves as those who genuinely care and want to change the world. Because there is enough money in genuinely caring and want to change the world. But there is a whole section of people who want it so fast and so quick and so easy that they're willing to do every level of deception to bring it into their world as fast enough. And there is no integrity in that. We want to stay away from that. You know, marketers mess things up. Greed mess things up. We know for a fact that there is enough need on earth. There's enough economics and currency and money on earth for you to live and establish things based on principles and still make enough. For example, there are how-to videos on YouTube. That's a multi-billion dollar industry that there's no deception in. People are just coming here showing you how to. And people have built courses on how to train your dog, how to use Excel, how to write your resume. There has to be no deception in that. And they've provided that. There's enough people who they got in front of, find a way to get in front of these people who need these services and are able to use these services to make themselves better, to achieve their goals. And as a effect, those who create them are able to bring themselves to massive levels of wealth. So we detest that deceptive approach that is common in our society to deceive and to bring into a funnel and to overanalyze and use psychological tricks to trigger people and half speak and half deliver and maneuver sell and all these types of things that marketers and business people get into over time to get your money out of your pocket. And we have done the same thing with personal developments in our lives. So this morning I want to do two principles that are solid in building your life and solid in getting you to success without the fluff and the hoorah-rah and the morning routines and all that stuff that I'm not knocking, that are good, but I'm showing you where the rubber meets the road, where it gets real, the meat and potatoes. The first thing that anybody can use as a pillar of change to get themselves to do better in life. Number one in this list, and I'm staying away from all this, oh, the only thing. And if you listen to this, and if you only do these two things, you know better than that. I cannot come on a 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour podcast and give you all the solutions for your life. It doesn't work. Nobody can do that. There's no person can do that. Look at the Bible. It's so many pages. It's been written over so many different ways in so many different circumstances. And it is these things that I talk about, these short fixes, these microwave things that everybody wants to propose and people want to clutch onto because they're lazy to do the work and they don't understand that things have to be built and there is a process. I'm giving you two main ingredients in your process so you can pull together other references you have in your mind and make sense of it, or maybe apply it to one situation today or tomorrow or next week. That's going to take you into a more optimized position down the road, and you stack those wins like you do everything else, like you learn how to add numbers and you learn how to read to construct sentences, and you're able from that grammatical lesson and the way how to construct and to spell words to write an essay and to write your application and to write your proposal. But all those things were as a matter of stacking things and building on. And that's what I give on this podcast. I don't have life solutions in its entirety. I have the elements that we share, and we come here every day to listen, to conceptualize, to apply to the situation, to test, to try, to implement. And we, over time, build this stack of knowledge and actions and concepts and perspective that helps us through life to make us better. There's no magic bullet. Absolutely not. And I try to explicitly, in a direct way, qualify everything I say to say, look, I'm not giving you the three things, the seven things, the magic bullets, the only thing you need to do, the one thing that will change you, the main characteristic. I'm not giving you that. I'm giving you fundamental principles of life that you will need to apply in your life, that shift your perspective, that will make you look at things a different way. And combined with all the knowledge that you get from here and other places, and your own intuitions and circumstances to make an advancement, to climb higher up, to get more skills, to get more perspective, to have more problem-solving skills, to have better judgment in life. And that's all I'm doing. One thing. Let's start with the first thing. Your first element of this foundational pillar that I'm giving you. I'm giving you two this morning. I want to connect them and let make you understand. And that first principle is awareness. An awareness where that calls a spade, looking at it for what it is. Outside of your upbringing, outside of your current thoughts and mindset, just a logical admission of how things work around you in the world. Just that. Just saying to yourself, okay, this is inflation. This is my paycheck. I am in this field. Now, we have recorded history for 6,000 years or more. I can go back to as far as Google will take me, and I'll see what the median income of my profession was. I'll see what inflation has done over that period of time, which is the best indication of what it will do over the next 10, 15, 20 years. I will take a look at how my industry is going, and I'll say to myself, well, look, this pay, this skill set, the way things are moving, will not outpace inflation. Period. Like, it won't. That is awareness. Understanding that these are the things you can't control. This is how it has played out, and it's going to most likely play out just like that, going down the road. Or to an even more negative extent, meaning the numbers stack up worse than they were or they used to stack up. Just that admission to say, okay, cool. This is how the world works. These are the things I have control over. These are the things I don't have control over, because this thing has been happening all throughout history up until now. We are aware of that. We know this is what it is. And there's nothing I can do to change that. The macro, the external, the things that are out of my purview or range of control. Period. Nothing I can do to change that. That's what it's going to be. That awareness and that admission is powerful. Why? Because life doesn't care. Life doesn't care. And I always, there's this example that I use often. I remember once my wife told me about a friend of hers who was a God-fearing person, going to church every day, believing in God, living in the first world country, exposed to all the media and all the occurrences, involved in work, normal person go about their everyday life, not locked up somewhere in a bubble, seeing life plays out every day, and would have seen it for a long period of time because they are in their 30s. And then his mother died. And he now stopped believing in God. Because his perception is that if there is a God, how come his mother died? Now, I said to her, so of all these years, him living on earth, how many people you think lost their mother during all those times? People. Not animals, people. How many people you think lost their mothers? Millions of people. How many times have you heard of this? Hundreds of times, actually. People like him losing their mothers. And he didn't stop worshiping God. Or didn't stop believing in God. And this is not a religious conversation. I'm just stacking this up for you. So you are a human being with all your faculties together. You see this thing happening around you all the time. And it doesn't come to your mind to say, hey, but how come this is happening and there's a God? But when it comes to your doorstep, then that's when you start to question your belief. This is not personal. I'm just showing you that that's the general perspective that keeps us trapped. We somehow find a way to create something in our heads about how the world work or how the world should work in our favor. And we live by that. And then when it doesn't, we use our time to blame and complain and point fingers instead of focusing on the things we have control over. We externalize and become victims, thinking that the world is unfair, or it shouldn't be this way, or why is life so tough? Life is life. The toughest, the worst, the best, the ugliest, the most beautiful, they unfold the way they want to unfold without regards, prejudice, or favoritism. Life wakes up in the morning and it does its thing. What will it do? You don't know. I don't know. You have no control over it. All you have to do is hope and continue on your path. There's nothing else you can do. Just accepting that, look, this is how things play out there in the world. This is my powers to move things and to affect things. And the best way to create the results I want is to double down on my focus and my efforts in the arena of my control, with regards to the things that are in my span of control, what I have control over. So that's the first pillar, awareness. Knowing that life doesn't care. It happens to the just and the unjust. It doesn't matter. You can't figure out the reason. You won't be able to change it either. That's what it is. And I heard Alex Ramosi said that it doesn't matter. At some point in life, it becomes a point in which, as an adult, you have to realize that it doesn't matter whose fault it is. It is still your problem. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. It's still your problem. And your problem, it's going to stress you. It's going to rob your life. It's going to drain your energy. It's going to make you sick if you don't find a way to solve it. That's it. And whose fault it is won't matter, because there's nobody to bank it and say, oh, it was his fault. Let me take your problems. Nobody does that. First thing. Second thing. I'm doing only two principles this morning. And this is where the rubber actually meets the road. So there's awareness. But like ideas, the value of awareness is like the value of ideas. They are worth nothing if nothing is done to execute on the idea, if nothing is done to act in accordance to that level of awareness that you have. What do I mean by that? So we all are aware that, oh, well, you know, that BMW costs 4 times the value of my Toyota Corolla, but it is not 4 times the value, but I'm still going to buy it anyway, even though I could barely afford the Corolla. But I'm going to go 4 times up and I'm going to buy this BMW. Oh, well, you know, I should eat good and exercise, and then I'd have a fit body. And that's how you get a fit body, by going to the gym, working out X amount of times per week, moving your body, eating well. You know these things. We all know this. The awareness is not, there's no shortage of awareness. But there's a shortage of us getting ourselves to do what we are aware of. Just like ideas. There's no shortage of ideas. People have a million ideas. You can Google ideas all day, every day. But nothing happens until you find a way to execute or to make yourself execute. So it takes us back to the D, the big D that we talk about every day, the discipline. So it's AD today. And go with that as this acronym in your mind. I like acronyms ever since I was in school. It's AD. The awareness and the discipline. You must be aware, but that awareness will amount to nothing if you don't develop the discipline to act in accordance with the knowledge and the awareness that you have. And to first know and to look at awareness as information, believing in the information that's out there, and don't think you can wrap the world into your head and make it something that it is not, that suits you. But calling a spade, and calling out a situation for what it is instead of deluding yourself about it. And the D, the discipline. To do something with all these things that you know. You know you shouldn't be watching Netflix and watching your phone 10 hours a day, 4, 5, 6 hours a day, because you're wasting time. You should be investing in your future. But you can't get yourself to not do it. So those are my two principles today. I hope those are of value. And I hope you understand that if you become aware and now decide that, look, this is the information I have, and I'm going to slowly get on the path, get into the process, because there's no magic bullet, as I said in my prelude. Get on the path, get in the process of implementing this and going down that direction. As Jim Rohn often said, and I'll close right here. You cannot wake up right now and change your destination. You cannot clip your fingers and change where you are. You cannot clip your fingers and say, hey, now I'm a millionaire. There's $1 million in my bank account. It doesn't work that way. You cannot clip your fingers and now I have a healthy body. I am fit and I look toned and am I realistic or my ideal weight. But you can start today and go in a brand new direction. And that direction, if you sustain, if you're consistent, if you persevere, you will sometime down the road end up at a brand new destination. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for listening in. This has been the Academy Answers Podcast. See you on the next show.